Welcome back to the Herman Cain Show. I consider this a breaking news announcement, folks. Former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio said he will be running to fill the Arizona Senate seat that is now occupied by Republican Senator Jeff Flake. I think that's good news. Sheriff Arpaio is a fighter, he's a leader, and he's a strict conservative. So we wish him well, but he has announced he is going to run. I don't know who else is running, but Sheriff Joe is going to be running in Arizona, and that is good news for conservatives. News nugget. Back in 2001, after the 2001 earthquake in the Central American country of El Salvador, over 200,000 El Salvadorans were allowed into the country under a status called temporary protection status. Temporary. Well, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security confirmed that it is ending special protections for Salvadoran immigrants. So 200,000 people will have to leave the country, go back home, or face deportation. Now, the Democrats and the liberals are saying that this is obviously insensitive. What part of the word temporary don't they understand? No, I can tell you what happened. They came to the United States and got used to the U.S. lifestyle, this nation, and a lot of the freedoms that we enjoy. And now they want to stay.
Donald Trump, shame on you. Donald Trump, shame on you. Donald Trump,
shame on you.
Donald Trump,
shame on you.
See, that was some of the people protesting outside of the big game yesterday. Donald Trump, shame on you. Shame on you, Donald Trump, that the economy is growing at a robust rate. Shame on you that black unemployment is at the lowest level in 45 years. Shame on you that you were able to get passed with the help of the Republicans in Congress. You were able to help get passed the largest tax cut package in 30 years. But shame on you. In other words, folks, there are some people in this country that suffer from severe TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome. No matter what he does, no matter how good things look, they're going to find a way to hate Donald Trump. Well, I can tell you, the conservative voices out there that know the truth are going to continue to tell you the truth. We might be outnumbered, but it's like butter in an old-fashioned churn. You have to keep churning and churning